in the United States, Democrats continue ripping each other apart in the race to lead the party to November's presidential election. But financial modelling suggests that Donald Trump will be easily re-elected. Recent history shows the incumbent president is elected for a second term if the economy and share markets are performing well. That is clearly the case right now. Data also shows that the majority of Americans feel better off today than in 2016 when Donald Trump took office. But politics is complex, so why should we think that economic performance is our best guide in the case of this American presidential season? Our business reporter David Taylor takes a look.
Tonight, as a party, we are one step closer to defeating the most corrupt president in American history.
Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren believes she's in with a chance.
And he sees our polls numbers.
And fellow Democrat Michael Bloomberg's far from giving up on his bid.
If he didn't care, he wouldn't do it. But he knows we have a record and the resources to beat him.
While Pete Buttigieg's also throwing everything at his presidential campaign.
And there is so much at stake because this is one of those years. We just happen to be alive and registered to vote in one of those years.
But what are their chances of succeeding? History shows Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr. and Barack Obama in 2012 all were re-elected because the economy was seen to be doing well. Fast forward to 2020 and US analysts say the US economy is doing particularly well.
Very strong levels of consumer confidence. People's incomes are basically up. They feel like they have more spending money, a little bit more cash in their pocket. Their job prospects are good.
Managing Director of New York-based investment firm TJM, Tim Anderson, says that greatly enhances Trump's chances of a second term.
He is at the high water mark right now of the probability for re-election.
And why? What's the main reason behind that?
The economy is very strong, and I don't see that coming to an end between now and November.
Indeed, Tim Anderson told PM Wall Street would be, quote, horrified if either Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren won the Oval Office due to their so-called socialist economic policies and the expected damage that would do to stock prices.
Because I think a lot of people in Wall Street would say, well, if it's between Trump and Bloomberg, I could deal with either one, you know, whereas they would be just horrified over the prospects of Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders.
Australia's AMP Capital now has a working model of the probability of Trump winning the election because the election result affects its investment decisions. Its head of investment strategy, Shane Oliver, says there's now a greater than even chance of Trump winning.
The issues become whether the Democrats are successful in motivating more of their supporters to get out there and vote and therefore tip some of the Midwestern states where it really counts over to vote Democrat. That, to me, is the big issue. Whether Bernie Sanders can do that, I think, is somewhat questionable, but there's still a fair way to go in all of this. But just looking at the economy on its own suggests that Trump will get re-elected.
New York-based financial commentator Remy Blair agrees the economy is strong and will support Trump's chances of re-election. But she also says it's record low interest rates, both in the US and across the globe, that's at the heart of America's recent economic success and some of Trump's popularity.
Depending on who you ask, of course, they would say that that's been what's supporting the US stock markets.
She also acknowledges that the spoils of US economic success are not evenly spread, and any major economic improvements since 2016 are largely the product of previous presidents.
You have to keep in mind that Trump hasn't been in office as long as this record economic boom that we're seeing and the record run in the US equity market.
US-based financial commentator Remy Blair with David Taylor.